Fellowship Church's devotional podcast, devoted to bringing you some spiritual truth to consider every day, Monday through Friday. Thank you for joining us today. Our passage is going to be continuing through the book of Galatians. We are in the last chapter, so we're going to start in Galatians 6, starting in verse 1, which says, "Brothers, if anyone is caught in any transgression, you who are spiritual should restore him in a spirit of gentleness. Keep watch on yourself, lest you too be tempted. Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if anyone thinks he is something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. But let each one test his own work, and then his reason to boast will be in himself alone and not in his neighbor. For each will have to bear his own load. Let the one who has taught the word share all good things with the one who teaches. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever one sows, that will he also reap. For the one who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption. But the one who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. And let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up. So then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to everyone, especially to those who are of the household of faith." Josie and I have recently enrolled our three oldest in soccer. This is the first time we've had three doing one sport at the same time. And it's upward soccer. So it's not super intensive. It's one practice a week and then a game on Saturday. But with three kids, that means that we're out two nights a week at practice, and then we've got a three-hour stretch of soccer games on Saturday. And the week before it started, we sat down and said, okay, are we ready to do this? We've kind of been avoiding this jumping into the sports bug. And we finally just kind of prayed and thought and landed on, this is what our family's going to do this semester. And one of the reasons is there are a lot of lessons that you learn playing team sport. One of those lessons is you can't do it all by yourself. It doesn't matter how good a soccer player you are. If your teammates can't help, can't defend, can't shoot, can't score, can't block, then you're going to lose the game. No matter how good you are, you need your team. While at the same time, if you're on a team, that means that you have a job to do. And in order to win or to have a good game, your teammates are counting on you to do your job. Both of these things are true and in tension, but support one another. And the same thing Paul is teaching us here in Galatians chapter 6. Again, we've moved from the indicative of what we're to believe about God to the imperative of what are we to do. And as Paul closes his letter to the Galatians, he says, brothers, you got to look out for one another. You got to bear one another's burdens. Christianity is not a solo sport. We live this Christian life in the plural tense. When he says you, he's saying you all. So we must help one another. There will be times when I'm doing well and I'm able to help my brother or sister in Christ, my fellow church members. And then there's going to be times where I'm struggling. And a fellow church member has just the skill or the resources to help me when I'm in need. And being a good Christian means being part of a body of believers where we can help one another. Some of us are better at giving help and receive it. Some of us are better at receiving help than giving it. But we must do both to be a part of the household of faith. That is true. We need to help one another. Verse 1, you should restore the one who was caught in sin and temptation. Verse 3, if you think you're something on your own, then you are deceived. Verse 6, let the one who is taught the word share all good things with the one who teaches. That means support those who are responsible for your spiritual education. Verse 10, so then as we have opportunity, let us do good to everyone, especially to those who are of the household of faith. It's interesting that he says we must do good, especially to our brothers and sisters in Christ. As Jesus said back in the book of John, they will know you are Christians by the way that you love one another. That is true. But at the same time, we each individually also have a job to do. Verse 4, but let each one test his own work, and then he will have reason to boast in himself and not in his neighbor. For each one will have to bear his own load. This in the paragraph that says you must bear one another's burdens. Verse 7, for whatever one sows, that will he also reap. That means that the decisions you make in your spiritual journey will bear fruit in your own life. You have a job to do, which is to follow after Christ through his grace, by his strength. But that is only your responsibility. That is only my responsibility in my own life to live my Christian life. Yet, I can't live this Christian life on my own. Like a soccer team, I've got a job to do. Yet, I cannot finish the game. We cannot play well alone. And above all, no matter how well we handle our own business, No matter how well we support one another, we will all be ineffectual if we are not operating in the grace that only the life of God inside of us can provide. We live this Christian life by walking in the Spirit, as it said last chapter. And when we do that, we are able to handle our own responsibilities well and to support one another, because we must do that to make it through this Christian life well. God, I thank you for today, and I thank you for this lesson from the book of Galatians that encourages us to bear one another's burdens. Help us to have the humility and the grace to receive help when we need it, but also the graciousness and the courage to help others when we can. And we thank you that in all these circumstances, you are helping us along by your Spirit that is at work in us. So help us to walk with you, not lagging behind, not running ahead, for your glory and our good. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Thank you for tuning into another edition of Let's Talk. Church family, you are loved. Have a blessed day.